Hello, Tea Crew, and welcome to this brand new mini sip. And today, unfortunately, we're going to be talking about the burglary of Wendy Osefo's property in Potomac. So let's get straight into it. So Wendy Osefo is a fan favorite this season, especially after the reunion. She really got into the crux of the things. And I'm not going to lie, Wendy was asking the right questions in the reunion, right? And it did boost her to one of my favorite housewives on Potomac. I'm not gonna lie, because sometimes Andy just comes into the reunions like he doesn't know what questions to ask, or he only has shady stuff on his cue card. But when we really trying to get into it, it's like, okay, let's really dive deep into what has been said, what is being said, what are we doing going forward. Like, let's get to the issues. That's why we're at the reunion, not just to have fashions, not just to look cute, not just to see whose hair is laid and who is slayed and who's coming back next season and who's all the way on the other side of the couch actually and not coming back next season. But honestly, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about the burglary. So unfortunately, while Wendy was on vacation with her family in Jamaica, her home was burglarized. The Post says, I believe it was TMZ, it says that they were Birkins stolen, jewelry stolen, and, you know, that Wendy is, you know, of course, rattled by the situation and everything that happened. But I want to point to something more poignant, I think, than even Wendy getting burglarized is posting in real time. Now, we talked about this on this podcast several times years ago, actually in the first season of this podcast, when Kim Kardashian had that very scary incident in Paris where she was burglarized and held at gunpoint for a little bit. And, you know, fortunately, the only thing that was taken was her items. And it wasn't like it was a situation of, you know, her body or getting kidnapped or anything like that. So it actually, for the way it went down in the best case circumstances for Kim at the time. But, you know, Wendy had posted while she was at Azul Beach. Now, this post, I'm looking at it right now from Wendy. First of all, she looks amazing, especially in picture 3, where she looks like she has no makeup on, just lashes, some, you know, like maybe tinted moisturizer and a nice like lip balm. Like, she's slaying. Like, she really, that face is giving face. But anyway, I don't see anything on the post that says ad, but it does lead me to believe that possibly she is posting for ad type purposes because of how many times she is posting the hotel. So she has the Azul Beach Resort tagged, and then she has a hashtag, and then she also has the location at the top of the post as Azul Beach Resort and in Jamaica. So this leads me to believe that it was discounted or possibly comped for her family to go, and that she had to post while on vacation as part of their contractual agreement for her to have this beautiful suite, for her to be able to go to this resort at a discounted price, that she would post about it and spread awareness about the resort. This happens to a lot of Bravo celebrities, Instagram models, the whole bit. We all know that people get things for free when they post about it. I just wonder if they told her that she had to post about it while she was there, or if she could have posted about it afterward. Either way, you know, these scammers and burglars and people that just will not work for a living are always at it 24/7. And it looks like, unfortunately, while she was away with her beautiful family, her home was burglarized. And it's just like, it's just hard as an influencer and also a social media presence to know when to post, right? These people have given you these comp opportunities, possibly, my conspiracy, my opinion, allegedly, partially, that the vacation was comped. And this is why Wendy felt like she had to quickly, you know, post where she is and how beautiful it is because of the comps. And, you know, when you're walking around, this is the thing. Let's just talk, because we here. when you go on these brand deals and brand vacations, or when they comp part of your vacation or whatever it is, you owe them a certain obligation to post, right? And even though we haven't heard Wendy specifically say this, and honestly, no shade to Wendy, because a lot of people do it, but when you have trips like this, you're supposed to put that it's sponsored or that it's an ad, so people can clearly see, like, this trip was given for free in exchange for this post. So I don't see that on the post, so we can't be sure that that's what happened. But when you go into these trips, you usually have a butler, you have a concierge, you have somebody who's making sure every single aspect of your vacation is perfect. And that person is also usually in control of the social media presence of the resort. And they may have been telling Wendy, like, hey, listen, you know, everything is great. Everything's to your liking. Like, when do you think you'll post? Do you think you'll post to your stories? Do you think you'll post to your main page? You know, when can we expect to post, right? Posting these days is currency. And I think more people have to really understand that posting is currency. Just recently, Instagram added a feature where you can now post when a story is branded. Before, if you have a professional account, you've seen that you can post, you can show when a you can show on your post when it's sponsored by a brand or when the post is an ad, and that, you know, you should be posting that on your page. And now they even have it for your story. So say somebody comes up to me and they're like, hey, I want to give you X amount of dollars to post on TikTok with Sha. We don't do that, but if we did, I would have to add a brand label to that story so everyone knows this is a brand affiliation, this post is in conjunction with this brand, et cetera, et cetera. So I said all that to say it might have just been a absent-minded thing on Wendy's part to be like, oh yeah, these people have been great. My butler was great. My concierge was great. The kids are having a great time. Eddie's having a great time. Let me just gather a few of my beautiful photos that I've taken on vacation and go ahead and post them and fulfill my contractual obligation with Azul, right? And, you know, in the midst of everything that she was doing, now we have scammers, robbers, people that are know where these women live. Obviously, they show their homes on national television, so it's not hard to put the pieces together to find out which neighborhoods they live in and then which houses that they live in. And unfortunately, because of that, she was a victim of this burglary. Now, this isn't the first time that we've seen housewives get burglarized, most famously and most recently, Dorit. And this also happened right before filming began. And notably, Garcelle noticed that even after the burglary, Dorit did have all her jewelry and she also had her phone with her. They didn't take her phone. A lot of people found that to be interesting. I really do think that this did happen to Wendy. I don't think that it's like something fake or farce for ratings. I think the insiders that know are saying that Wendy was extended or will be extended for Real Housewives of Potomac. She doesn't really need like a gimmick to stay on the show. You know what I mean? So this does seem like it's an unfortunate incident that really did happen to her. But when you're posting for brands, when you're getting vacations partially comped, I mean, these are not cheap vacations. These are thousand upon thousand dollar vacations, especially when you add in her husband and the kids. So she probably just wanted to do the right thing and make sure that she got the post out there to support Azul Beach Resort. At the end of the day, it is a teaching tool on not posting in real time. I mean, my husband is always on me about this. And as much as I want to share like vacations with my friends and, you know, what we're doing and that we're excited and we want to share it, he's like, for security reasons, you cannot share that. You cannot share that until we are back in the house and we're home. You know, so it just is what it is. It's a security precaution. It sometimes stinks. But at the end of the day, that's what close friends are for, right? Set a couple close friends, no more than 30 people that you actually know in real life, not internet friends, and share those moments with them, you know? And unfortunately, you can't share with everybody these days because people are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. What do you guys think about this burglary? What do you guys think? Like, I mean, of course, we send our thoughts and prayers out to Wendy and her entire family going through this situation could not be easy, especially with children. Like, they need to feel safe in their environment. They need to feel like when they come home, like that's their haven, you know, and it's protected against everything. You know what I mean? So that's definitely something that, you know, her and Eddie will have to think about going forward. But what do you guys think? I would love to know in the comments, and I will wrap this mini sip up here. Have a beautiful day or night, wherever you are. And I love you for listening. Bye.